The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Again, it is May 20th, 2014 on this Tuesday edition. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs is with us another 20 minutes or so. There's so much going on in health news. I've got so many questions, but I noticed they stopped spraying iodine mixed with alcohol on strawberries to kill bugs and started spraying, what I guess, bromine or bromide on it instead. So, and I know back in the 20s they said, you know, put iodine in the salt because people were being brain damaged, birth defects, and then they took it out in the 60s. Who is making all these decisions, Pharmacist Ben Fuchs? What do you think's going on? I mean, clearly it is a program to make us absolutely dumber than a box of rocks.
And it's working, too. I mean, look what's happening. Look what's happening around the world. Why are people accepting poisoning of the air through chemtrails, poisoning of the water with antibiotics and drugs, poisoning everywhere, poisoning the food we eat with pesticides and poisoning the very genetics of the food we're eating with GMO crops? Why do we accept this? How does this even become something that we don't question? It's because we have been dumbified and made docile and mollified through fluoride in the water, through prescription drugs, through television, and through subliminal programming for the last 100 years, maybe even more, Alex. And it's time we wake up. And this is the beautiful thing about what you're doing is, and what people like you are doing is, we're waking people up. We're helping people understand that the ones who are making the decisions for us are government people, medical people, healthcare professionals who are making these kinds of decisions don't have our interest in mind. The first step is to wake up to this. The second step is to start to take control. We can no longer participate in the medical model, in doing what the doctor says, in going and eating, going driving through McDonald's and Taco Bell and participating in eating the corporate swill, in taking prescription drugs, and even worse, submitting our children to prescription drug poisonings. We absolutely have to take the ball and put it back into our own court by eating correct food, by eating less food, by making sure you're getting on a good nutritional supplement program, by using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, by using the nascent iodine, by listening to InfoWars, by participating and gathering information for your own, being a researcher yourself, understanding that this new world order that we're living in, this globalist culture that we're living in, does not have the individual's benefits in mind. The new world order, the corporatocracy, the global government is not about the individual. The individual has to be about the individual. And that means we have to do things ourselves. I believe we can. I believe, just like you do, Alex, that there is a greatness inherent in being a human being. This greatness is expressed through our genetics. This greatness is expressed through our cells. This greatness is expressed through our immune system. This greatness is expressed through our body's ability to heal and regenerate itself on a moment-to-moment basis. What we have to begin to do is acknowledge our greatness. Acknowledge the power that's inherent in being a human being. Begin to depend on ourselves. Begin to become responsible for ourselves. And let the corporate government, let the New World Order die on the vine. If we don't support it, if we aren't complicit in helping it grow, it will die on the vine. And let it. Good riddance.
Well said. We're going to go to break and come back in one final long segment with you. And I thought maybe we should open the phones up right now for specific questions, supplement questions, pharmacy questions, breastfeeding questions, iodine questions for you. You want to take a few calls?
I'd love to.
All right, folks, for Ben Fuchs, questions. Quick question, quick answer, 800-259-9231. He's only with us for one more segment, so we'll get right to you. 800-259-9231. Your questions for pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And I'll also get his take on Obamacare. I mean, people call it a train wreck. It's designed to wreck the economy and bring in eugenics control. We'll get his brief take on that as well. 800-259-9231. 259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. Our news sites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com. And you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to go over an article at InfoWars.com. JAMA, one of the big medical journals, says you're insane if you believe cell phones are causing cancer. I'm not kidding. And that the government is refusing to act. GMOs are being used for population control. The government suppresses alternative medicine. Vaccinations cause autism. HIV was intentionally being sent to African communities in Africa. All of those are true on record. And by the way, to illustrate that, I'm going to cover more in the next segment. Here is AP. The chemicals chosen for bisphenol A, the plastic formula, is one of the few that actually has estrogen mimickers. It's done on purpose. The glyphosate was chosen. It causes absolute reproductive problems in women. On record, that's not debated. We're going to talk to pharmacist Ben Fuchs and take your calls about that. But the printer ink universally has the chemicals in it. The plastic leaching, everything. This is AP. But remember, doctors, there's no population control. The chemical that's added to it, how do you pronounce that again? M- Minnesota bans antibacterial chemical from soaps. Minnesota bans antibacterial chemicals from soaps. Triclosan. Minnesota bans common antibacterial chemical from soaps as pressure on industry grows. Triclosan. And it says it's in 70%+ of the, quote, antibacterials in soaps, period. And guess what? Triclosan is used an estimated 75%. But now the Food and Drug Administration has said that it needs to be removed because guess what? It mimics and disrupts hormones critical, reading from the AP, for reproduction and development, at least in lab animal tests, and contributed to the development of resistant bacteria. And again, that shows the government's not pure evil. The FDA's own scientists in 2001 and then again in 2010, almost unanimously, thousands of toxicologists, scientists, medical doctors sent briefs in saying, take hydrofluorosilicic acid out of the water. It's brain damaging. It doesn't help the teeth. It's horrible. Finally, there were lawsuits and they can't use it as a pesticide. It's supposed to be phased out. Kills bugs. The old-fashioned bug killer was that. I'm going to keep Fuchs at the bottom of the hour if we can do it to take these calls. The point is that here's an illustration of how JAMA, the big journal of medicine, comes out and says, doctors, look out for conspiracy theorists. How do you tell? Well, they think GMOs are designed to reduce population. In all the rat studies, they make them sterile by three generations almost completely. I mean, they piggyback stuff in all the computers to spy on us. They're piggybacking in the gene traits, and it's come out. I mean, the Kaiser Wilhelm Institutes, for heaven's sakes, now is one of the biggest groups in Germany with GMOs under a new name. Cold Springs Harbor didn't even change the name of the worldwide command base of eugenics. They're the ones behind all of this. The fertility's dropping. The third world fertility didn't drop until 15 years ago. They started adopting all these chemicals. You could say, well, there's too many people. Well, here's the deal. Let's just be honest about what's going on here is my point. Let's stop being dishonest about what's happening and what's going on. We're being manipulated in a petri dish scientifically, and the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, currently serving, wrote a book the year I was born 40 years ago with other eugenicists, Paul Ehrlich and his wife, Ann Ehrlich, calling for world government, calling for forced sterilization, calling for chemicals to be put in the water. Okay? Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, I want to go to phone calls and quick questions for you, but there's an illustration right there of how JAMA is coming out saying, look out for people that think, quote, cell phones are causing cancer. The London Guardian came out with a major British study last week and said, undoubtedly, it's causing brain cancer. It's a microwave system. I mean, GMOs are being used for population control. Of course they are. Government's suppressing alternative medicine. Of course they are. What do you think the FDA does? Vaccinations are causing autism. They're on record linked to it. HIV intentionally being sent to African-American in Africa. I mean, they shot black people up with syphilis. What do you say to this?
It's not what I say to it is it's not a theory. And it's definitely a conspiracy because it's multiple people. By definition, it's a conspiracy and it's not theoretical. The fact of the matter is that government has an interest in maintaining itself, like all organizations do. There is an antagonistic relationship between the government and the individual. You and I are individuals. That means by nature, there is going to be an antagonistic relationship between the governed and the governed, and that between government and the governed. And that's unfortunate, and it's not a theory, no matter what JAMA says. And how the heck can they dispute the fact that you can electronics, like a cell phone, will tweak the genome and manipulate the cell, which at the end of the day is a bioelectrical system? How can it be avoided?
But, I mean, they knew 30 years ago when they did cell phone studies that it was giving rats cancer.
Of course.
It vibrates the DNA at point-blank range into your brain. The contract says don't hold the phones up to your head.
DNA is electrical. DNA emits electrical energy. DNA is a radio frequency transmitter. DNA emits light. DNA emits something called biophotons. I'm not making this up. Go on Google and look it up.
No, that's how jellyfish glow in the dark.
bioluminescence and your DNA is the same thing. So, of course, if you have an electrical system, you can interfere with it with another electrical system. That's not rocket science.
Well, I mean, literally, it's a microwave relay system. You put it right up to your head, and they get the brain tumor right on the side.
And what do you think happens when you put it next to a cell? Of course you're going to create changes, epigenetic changes, by the way. And all the changes that we're talking about in the cell that occur with fluoride, that will occur with BPA and estrogen mimickers, these are, by definition, epigenetic modifications. The gene, this is so important, Alex, the gene is responsive to the environment. The gene listens to the environment.
Oh, no, you just have a gene to get a brain tumor on the side of your head where you use the phone. You deserve to get it because you had bad genes. No, your genes say if you put a microwave oven, but don't worry, the London Guardian said it's only for those that use it 15 hours a week.
Right.
I see people with their kids everywhere holding them up to their heads, and they literally tell me I'm a conspiracy theorist.
How come with the trillions of dollars in the last 50 years that we spent on this war on cancer, cancer rates are just as high, if not higher, as they were 40 years ago?
Well, they're a lot higher. I've seen a sevenfold increase in women's lung cancer. That was a really strange report I saw on ABC News last year. Why? It seems like women are getting hit harder.
Well, women have more fat in their bodies, and toxins tend to accumulate in fat. Women are also producing more estrogen, and estrogen tends to be a hormone that's associated with the stress response. So between estrogen and body fat, women are much more, and dealing with men for that matter, women are much more predisposed to diseases like cancer and autoimmune diseases than men are.
Listen to you kissing up to the women. Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. We have to put up with them, though, too. I mean, come on. All right. Let's go to some phone calls here. But you heard it. I just showed you the London Guardian. Let's put that back up on screen. But JAMA. Again, that's the Journal of the American Medical Association. Intensive mobile phone users at higher risk of brain cancer, study says, one of thousands. But don't worry, it's only 15 hours each month. Almost everybody I know is on the cell phone 15 hours a month. They literally give us devices to hard-boil our brains, and then they have JAMA making fun of us, telling their doctors, you know, look out if your patient talks like this. This is crazy, isn't it, Fuchs?
Conspiracy theorists. It's not a theory. That's all I got to say.
Whatever. They said it's not real. There are no brain tumors. Be quiet.
Right.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Scott in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead. Michigan, go ahead. That was an exciting phone call. Let's talk to Danny in Tennessee. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going today?
Pretty good, brother. What's on your mind?
I just had a question for Ben. I've got a 17-year-old son. He's got, he's a good kid, but he goes through mood swings. And I was just wanting to know if there was any kind of supplement out there that I could get him to kind of even out his mood swings. Because I'm big anti-pharmaceutical. I don't want him on any kind of prescription. Nothing.
I would say, how much exercise is he getting?
He's very big into sports. He plays three sports in school. So, I mean, he's a very active kid.
Activity sometimes can be a problem because activity, especially if he's athletic, he's burning through protein. When kids are burning through protein, if they don't have access to a steady stream of protein, they're going to eat a lot of sugar. When you eat a lot of, and by sugar, I mean bread and pasta.
That messes with the dopamine, right?
That messes with, once you go into low blood sugar, then your body starts to secrete stress hormone to counteract the low blood sugar. And that's where you get the jitteriness and the anxiety. The low blood sugar causes a drop in mood. A slowness.
Yeah, do you have him on a super high-powered protein, non-soy?
Alex, the only supplement I've got him on right now is the whey protein that you advertise.
Yeah, milk protein's good. Pharmacist Fuchs, you're the expert.
Iodine, B vitamins, essential fatty acids, the Mighty 90 essential nutrients, and more protein. That's the remedy. That's the way I would handle it.
Yeah, I would get him beyond Tangy Tangerine because at InfoWarsHealth.com because, you know, if he's that active, it's either the problem is they're too active or they're not active is what I've experienced. And he might be deficient in something, and that can be linked to it, correct, pharmacist?
That's exactly right. When kids are athletic, they're burning through protein, and the tendency when you're burning through protein is to start to snack on things, and that's a big problem when it comes to bipolar issues or.
Oh yeah, 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 no. That's why I'm so fat. Is I used to be a big jock, but I ate whatever I wanted.
Right. You're burning through protein, and then you were snacking on foods to replace to get energy.
And then I quit working out, turning into Jabba the Hutt. Caller, I hope that answers your question, but I mean, again, I would just try different things. Thank you so much. We're going to talk to New Jersey, and we're going to talk to Randy, Mariah, and Barbara straight ahead. Be ready with your questions so Fuse can answer them. Stay with us.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried, so don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Come with me into the trees. We lay on the grass and let hours pass. Take my hand, come back to the land. Let's get away just for one day. Let me see you stripped.
globalists want to strip you of your humanity. Let me hear your opinions that you didn't get from television. Let me hear you speak just for me. Love this part of the song. Crank it up.
Metropolis has nothing like this. You breathing in fumes. I taste when we kiss. Take my hand. Come back to the land where everything's ours for a few hours.
Ben Fuchs is our guest. Really appreciate his time with us. So Rammstein bringing us in. Forgotten how good their music is, at least to me. It might sound like torture to some of you. Let's go ahead and talk to New Jersey. From New Jersey, you're on the air. You got your question for Ben. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Alex, it is so good to talk to you again. We met on September 11th of 2007, and it's been a very long time. So God bless you and your family. Ben, my wife, we just found out she's pregnant. We cannot be more excited. She's 5 weeks. We already eat extremely healthy, as much farm-to-table as possible, as much organic as possible. And just curious if there's a website or a book that I should get to read more about these epigenetics and just better food sources and what she should be taking aside from the folic acid she's already on.
Get Dr. Wallach's new book, Epigenetics. My recommendation, in my opinion, it's one of the best books on epigenetics and the easiest ones to read.
Because he was a top zoologist that kept noticing why the animals were dying in the zoos. They weren't getting the trace minerals, but go ahead.
There's another one called DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral by a guy named Len Horowitz, who's really, really quite elegant about the idea of manipulation of the genome. Those are two good books that I'd recommend. For babies, for moms who are pregnant, who are building a baby, protein is the key building substance, and it's the one macronutrient that seems to be deficient in most of our diets. Making sure that you're on whey protein, or your mom is on whey protein is a great idea. Also egg protein. These are building proteins. Milk and egg are building proteins. They're designed to build life. Plant protein has its upside, certainly, but it's not designed to build life like animal protein.
Well, look, there's a lot of problems associated with meat and the treatment of animals, and I get all that. The issue is the globalists don't want us eating meat for a reason. They had Nazi studies where they were planning to put the slave populations only on grains and things. They right. found it made them more docile. We know chimpanzees that eat meat are bigger, more intelligent, more vicious. I mean, they want us docile. They do not want us eating meat.
That's right. Grains contain natural opiates. That's why bread is the opiate of the people. Grains contain natural opiates that keep you docile, keep you calm. And meat, on the other hand, has more dynamic factors, animal proteins in general. And there is a problem, of course, with ethical treatment of animals. I agree with that. But as far as proteins go for building a baby, think eggs, think whey protein. Also, the B vitamins are very important, not just folic acid. All of the B vitamins are very, very important. They're especially important for epigenetics and for building a healthy genome. Zinc is stupendously important for developing fetuses. 50 milligrams a day of zinc. Copper is also important to balance zinc. And, of course, iodine is important.
What about where they say you get too much folic acid? You can't from a natural source like spinach, right?
Well, there's different kinds of folic acid. There's the synthetic kind of folic acid, and then there's a natural kind of folic acid. Certainly the natural folic acid is better than the synthetic kind. I don't know about taking too much folic acid because it's water-soluble. You'll probably excrete it. But what you want to do is when you're taking your folic acid, you want to take it with the entire B complex. Last but not least, omega-3 and omega-6 essential fatty acids are all very important. Using an essential fatty acid supplement, making sure you're eating fish, which has a reputation for being brain food for the fetus, is very important. And then coconut oil and some of the saturated
fats. Yeah, I love to eat fish at night because I have great dreams when I eat it.
It's important for the brain, absolutely. Choline,
lecithin. No, I mean, why is fish? Fish is almost like a hallucinogen. It's amazing.
It contains two very important elements for the brain. Actually, three important elements for the brain. It's got iodine, it's got omega-3 derivatives, and it's got something called choline, C-H-O-L-I-N-E, which is also a very important epigenetic factor. As it turns out, for the mom-to-be, for the questioner, using choline supplements can also be very important for the brain.
All right, caller, I hope that answers your question. You know what, Ben, if you got to go, you got to go. Can you come back and talk to three more callers?
Sure.
All right, you're awesome. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs is our guest. Long segment coming up. We can only talk to him about 4 minutes because I've got the Satanist audio and video. I don't even know what to call this. It's coming up. But it illustrates that there's these type of crazy people out there. But then the Christians that are going after him, they seem pretty weird too. I guess, different strokes for different folks. But we got the video now from last Friday on Harvard's satanic debacle, Lessons from a Black Mass Cancellation. And you'll get to see and hear the Satanists go crazy. And it just illustrates these people really do exist. And they're tuned into some really bad energy, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with
us. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The music's fitting for the Satanists that are coming up. People that just want to dominate everyone are all about themselves. The thing is, they're weak. When you really know who they are, they only thrive in societies that, for some reason, tolerate them. That's coming up in a few minutes. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs is our guest. Let's talk to Barbara in Florida. You got your questions for Ben. You've got questions. I think he's got answers. Go ahead.
Well, I want to say thank you very much for taking my call. You're awesome. And I want to know about thyroiditis. I have 2 nodules on my thyroid. My blood work came back. They say normal, but I would think it's in the higher range of the normal. and I was taking nascent iodine for the past 5 months. I didn't know if that aggravated a condition that I may already have. And I have a good diet. I've conquered chronic fatigue and my allergies by changing everything. So any suggestions?
Yeah, you're dealing with a residual probably from your chronic fatigue. There's a very important relationship between the thyroid and your body's stress gland, which is called the adrenal glands. When the adrenal glands become overworked and they're constantly kicking in because you're either eating a lot of sugary foods or you're under a lot of physical stress or psychological stress, the adrenal glands will become overworked and the thyroid will slow down in response. So your thyroiditis may be secondary to a problem with the adrenal glands, and that could be a result of whatever was causing the chronic fatigue. I would guess that you had something going on in terms of your diet, in terms of your digestive system. That's usually what's involved with thyroid problems. Continue on. If you're not taking the iodine, or if you're stopped taking the iodine, I would get back on it. Iodine is extremely important.
Well, explain that, because you have to have that. But if you don't have it, the body will use something else, right?
Well, the body will use bromine, or chlorine, and most of us are getting plenty of chlorine through tap water. So if you're not getting iodine, your body will absorb chlorine and bromine more effectively. In fact, your thyroid will attempt
to. Now, what's the detoxing thing that does?
That's very interesting. I was about to say that. It's very interesting, Alex. When you start taking iodine, all the bromine and chlorine that have been accumulating in your thyroid because you didn't have the iodine will come out in your blood, and you'll start to experience some of the toxicity associated with excess bromine in the blood.
Yeah, what's that name?
Because brominosis. It's called brominosis, I think, is what you're thinking of. And some of the signs of brominosis include itching and rashes, a problem.
Yeah. I don't want to get gross here, but he warned me.
Diarrhea, loose stools.
Well, I mean, not even that, but it was, I was warned by Dr. Ed Group. He said, listen, you know, you're a little bit overweight. You're trying to exercise and all this. He goes, when you take this 2 weeks to a month, you're going to feel very toxic.
Yeah.
Stuff's going to come out of your skin.
Yeah.
And I don't normally have oily skin or anything, and now I don't. All this stuff came out.
That's right.
I felt like I had a hangover for a week and a half.
Yeah.
And then it was all, you know, passed, but.
As your body fat was breaking down, as you were losing fat, all the toxins that were stored in the fat. And that's one of the things the body will do when it can't handle toxicity. It'll store it in fat. It'll store it in fat in the gut. It'll store it in fat in the breasts. It'll store it in fat in the glutes. And as you start to lose weight, as you start to lose body fat, all those toxins will end up in your blood. And that's probably what you experience.
Could it be when you take iodine and you have all those toxins in your thyroid, it pumps them out?
Correct. That's called brominosis. And that's one of the things that happens when people start to supplement with a good iodine supplement like the nascent iodine. But that's not a reason not to use the iodine. That's a reason to continue using the iodine and make sure that the bromine doesn't reattach to the thyroid. So I'd be staying on the iodine supplements. And by the way, there's other nutrients that are very helpful for the thyroid, especially the B vitamins and also vitamin A and also essential fatty acids. And then don't forget about the digestive link. There's a very, very important digestive connection to thyroid issues, especially Graves' disease and autoimmune disease, Hashimoto's thyroid and other autoimmune diseases
of
the thyroid.
Ma'am, I hope that answers your question. Does that answer your question, Barbara?
I was wanting to know if I should take the nascent iodine again or stop taking
it.
I
mean, that's what I would do. I mean, I'm not telling you what to do.
I mean maybe she should get it out of salt if she's having an issue with another brand, or maybe she could talk to her physician is what I would tell you. I'm not going to give you advice. I'm just a layperson here. But, I mean, you need iodine, period.
You need iodine. Alex and Barbara, these are essential. We're talking about something that is essential. It's not optional.
You'll die without it.
You'll die without it, exactly. This is something that the body cannot make and must have. That's what it means to be essential. So if you deprive yourself of supplemental iodine, you better make sure you're eating a lot of fish and not eating a lot of seafood. That's pretty much the only place.
All right, we're almost out of time because I got to play this piece coming up. Let's go to Randy in Oklahoma. Quick question, Randy.
Okay, real quick here. Way to go, T-Rex. Keep it up, by the way. Hey, Ben, a question on policy and a time a medical one. On policy, I'm on the ballot for a House district up here in Oklahoma. I'd like to get in where we can stop the domination of doctor training and the curriculum in medical schools. Have you seen any groups that will be have any good suggestions, you know, for making changes in that, or am I off track on?
We as individuals have to begin to understand that this deification of the medical model is self-serving and it's perpetuated by the medical model itself. It's not in our interests. These are not deities, and there's nothing divine about the medical model. In fact, it is anti-divine, and to deify the medical model is only in the interest of the medical model itself. It's not in the interest of the people.
Hey, I'm sorry to the other callers. I'm sorry to Ben Fuchs. I got to get to this piece. Ben, thank you for all the time.
The show
comes on every day on GCNLive.com and syndicated across the country right before this transmission. Thank you so much. It was great having you on.
Thank you, Alex.
There goes pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Spent about an hour and a half with us. Now, this next piece, ladies and gentlemen, is self-explanatory. This is our own reporter, Dan Bedondi, went out to Harvard where they were going to have the satanic black mass when the Satanists ran around wild, reportedly, cursing and yelling and things in the church. Harvard said, you know what, it's canceled. So this ensued outside between the Satanists and the Christians, and it just illustrates how many out-of-their-gourd people there are out there. And it just turned into a total kook fest. But here is inside the mind of these Satanists chanting and calling for the blood of the Christians. Here it is.
But I think something more important than me is going on. It seems like those friendly Christians are not being so friendly. So
you want to be loud? You want to be loud? On this day of victory, Christian blood will go to the battlefield.
People do this to get back at their parents.
The trumpet of Michael cannot silence the truth. The trumpet of Michael can never silence the truth.
You know, the Christians are on the horns.
Your children, you go to Niger.
Dan Bedondi for the InfoWars Nightly News. And I'm at Harvard University, where a black satanic mass is supposed to take place later tonight. Protesters have gathered here to demand Harvard not to have the satanic mass. So are you all here protesting?
I'm here to pray today.
The first report was they moved the black mass off of campus, and it was going to go to a restaurant in Central Square, and now we're receiving a report from New England Cable News that it's been canceled altogether. So we're absolutely delighted. Apparently, protests do have an effect, even on Harvard.
Harvard University was actually started as a Bible school, a place to train up people to be radical for Christ.
This is a great abomination before God.
I heard about the satanic ritual about a week ago, and I've been following the events and decided to come down here and pray.
And where are you from?
Hopkinton, Massachusetts.
We're not going to sit down and let people take what is most sacred to us and trample it underfoot. Just talking about some free expression or right to assemble or whatever is really just a subterfuge. They have speech codes at Harvard like everywhere else. And if they can't recognize this as the same kind of hate speech that they routinely shut down when it is from groups of a traditionalist bent, then they really have no business talking about
these
hate
Christians
speech
are very well spoken
at all.
It's our job to come out and speak the truth calmly and do something for
some
God.
Some of them are out of their minds.
When he's being attacked.
It makes me afraid, not for myself personally, but for society, for children, for these poor people that come to these things that are curious, because this stuff's dangerous. This is real. It's dangerous.
I'm here to witness the Black Mass, yes.
Okay, now, would you want to take part of it? Or are you protesting?
I would have taken part in the Black Mass. Why not? I've taken part in their Mass. Why not the Black Mass?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm a girl.
Look how inherently weak these Satanists are.
I'm good. That other guy just called me that, so I was confused.
I think it's a violation of their rights. If they wanted to hold a satanic ritual, as I said, as long as it's not hurting anyone, as long as no one's harmed during it, there should be no reason.
They're banning Christian groups all over the country.
We're gonna stop it.
As far as I can tell, there's no good reason to cancel the event. There's no violent crowds out here. Everyone seems to be peacefully minding
these
their own business.
These are all death metal people trying to get publicity.
They're crack! They're doing our drugs! They're doing our sex! Oh, wait, Jesus is a man! Jesus not a deity! He was a man who figured out the eye! Read your book, because it's all in your book!
Repent!
In your book! If thine eye be single, you shall see a straight light!
They're anti-pro
look at these Satanists.
Satan.
You're watching the video.
We are
it's like
anti-Satan.
Total
and pro anti-pro-God. So, pro-God.
Men were yelling at each other. So I'm saying maybe, like, not men yelling would be, like, a third thing as opposed to God versus Satan.
All right, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, totally. Yep.
Still, I just find it kind of funny how, like, the Christians won't allow anyone to have a satanic black mass, but they can have their own mass and no one protests.
That's because historically, you know, black masses, okay.
They
kill babies.
Like, they're saying they're right. And the way they think is the only way to think. And if you think on the opposite side in Satanism, you're wrong and stupid.
Well, the reason I'm here is to make sure that the actual message of the so-called adversary, Satan. Satan means enemy. I don't know if everyone knows that. But the so-called adversary is not actually what Satan's about. Satan's about love, kindness, acceptance, liberty, truth. Those are just five of the bullet points, the 5 points of the pentagram. See?
My God is Bast, the Egyptian god of war, and I just yesterday invited Jiza into my heart, which is a female Jesus, more scantily clad than a regular Jesus.
Lucian Greaves is not even his name. His real name is Doug Mesner. He is a fake to the extreme. Anybody that reads his page knows this. He's admitted he's not
a Satanist.
So now
we have Satanists saying other people aren't really Satanists.
He's not spiritual on any level, and yet he claims he's doing positive things for the satanic community.
Satan, with the goat head, a pentagram in the background surrounded by adoring children, it is hilarious and scary, and also part of an elaborate trolling enterprise by an organization called the Satanic Temple, which has emerged as a weird, bizarro world religious freedom gadfly.
Rachel Maddow
Everything
reporting.
He's doing is a publicity stunt for a movie he's making called the Satanic Temple.
So what he's trying to do is piss people off, so to speak.
Let me tell you, Satanists aren't going to get many followers
with
women that are ugly.
The Satanic community. We all despise them.
Okay, are you a Satanist,
daughter?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And basically what you're saying, he's not a real Satanist.
He's not a Satanist on any level. He's admitted to...
There's a statue in Oklahoma in the Black Mass.
She's a real Satanist.
We're completely separate, and I was a little disappointed at all the press we got for the Black Mass because I feel it overshadows the more important issue of the monument.
And he's working the statue they want to put up in Oklahoma, and here's the real kick in the head. The person whose name is on the papers that it's actually enabling him to do this is the wife of a convicted sex offender.
The Satanic Church is in the back of Adam and Kelsey Daniels' home.
Look at these people.
Kelsey is the one who submitted the application to have the Satanic monument erected at the state capitol next to the one of the Ten Commandments.
Adam Daniels, in 2009, was convicted of a sexual battery on a person over the age of 16.
You know what? Satan is here, and he ain't going anywhere. We have your children. We have everyone that we need to defeat you, because in the last war, there was one-third, and we almost won. One, Michael Anu, I don't care what you go by now, we will defeat you.
Now, does it scare you or infuriate you that this stuff is now going on in the public?
It actually infuriates me, but it also strengthens my faith and makes me want to become a militant for my church and come out and stand up for the truth and what's good and right.
I think it shocks and disappoints me more than anything else.
Now, Homeland Security, now our own government is now classifying the average Christian now as a domestic terrorist. Now, how does that make you feel that our government is now targeting us?
I do know that I've seen a lot of Democrat political figures talking about Christians as terrorists.
Well, I guess it makes me know that the people in my government are no longer representing me and that I have to continue to know my faith and believe in my faith and trust in God. That in the end, he will prevail.
I expect that saying what the Bible teaches eventually is going to be illegal, and so be it. Well, we have to keep saying it.
We live in dangerous times.
I think it's horrible. I mean, what else is there to say? All sorts of organizations, disreputable organizations that have their own agendas, like the Southern Poverty Law Center and groups like that, demonize Christians who want to publicly profess their faith, like we are, and who oppose all sorts of abominations against marriage, abortion. And
that's considered to them hate speech.
Yeah, it's considered hate speech. But, of course, they engage in their own hate speech by vilifying us, and there's a nice double standard that they have for themselves.
The protesters that say otherwise, unfortunately, they're just believing what they're told. I mean, not everyone has a genius IQ like me and Kanye West, so it's really hard for everyone else to figure it out. But I figured it out. I could tell you.
We're physically pushed out of there.
Yeah.
Before we put
the record,
anyone.
He didn't touch nobody.
These are violent gatherings.
Yeah.
I'm a genius IQ.
You did not work for you? I bet y'all wanted a blowjob, didn't you?
So right here at the church behind us, the gentlemen who were leading this event tonight actually came in to the pulpit. I was kind of walking away and headed back to the parking garage. They came into to this church right here, went behind the pulpit, pushed people out from behind the pulpit, and started screaming aggressively, Hail Satan, etc.
Yeah.
Just basically trying to worship Satan in this house of God right here.
That's why they got thrown
so
out.
So I did go in and just kind of told them they needed to leave, and at that point, several gentlemen from the church behind us did escort them out. They did not go willingly. They're actually violent in the process, and they were screaming and trespassing until the police actually came about 5 minutes later, and then they changed their whole story. So that's what happened.
And as you can see, it's a great spiritual divide, as we got comments from people from both sides of the fence. But yet, this is the question. Could this be another attempt by the mainstream media and the government to not only divide the American citizen politically and racially, but also spiritually as well? That's a question you might want to ask. And this is Dan Bedondi for the InfoWars Nightly News.
I fear losing Christ more than I do of this in itself, because Christ is greater than this.
Well, the Christians were very well spoken overall. There was a few kooky ones, but that's to be expected. And people get passionate. But the Satanist, when you watch the video, I'm going to have the video posted right now at InfoWars.com. We'll tweet it out at Real Alex Jones. Are just hateful people, and they want our children. In fact, they say our children belong to them. And all I can say is that if one of those people, if I was in that church, put their hands on me, I'll show them how powerful Satan is. Because Satan's not going to be able to do jack squat for them when I knock their teeth out. Those people are weak, and that's why they worship Satan. They're looking for power. If they had real power, they'd hit their knees before the creator of the universe and stop being such worm-like scum. But they love their father, and they love weakness because they're failures. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Memorial Day is a time of remembrance of our fallen soldiers who died for our freedom. In honor of these brave men and women, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is offering huge discounts on several great products. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is veteran-owned and operated, so stop what you're doing and support a like-minded company and save a few bucks at the same time. The Memorial Day sale starts right now and ends on May 26th at midnight. Honor above all, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Texas is facing a killer drought. For 50 years, projects which could have protected us from this were sabotaged by Wall Street profiteering and the zero-growth anti-science green agenda. Today, these projects will not be enough. We need a revolution in real science to take the lid off human progress. I'm Keisha Rogers. When you vote for me on May 27th in the Democratic runoff election for U.S. Senate, you will be voting to put our space program back to work, to bring online thermonuclear fusion energy, and discover how the sun influences atmospheric dynamics and climate, so we can control these things for the benefit of mankind. We must stop this fracking nonsense. Shale gas is not an economic boom. It's a backward strategy for doom. Vote for me, Keisha Rogers, in the Democratic runoff on May 27th to reject Wall Street sabotage and ensure a fruitful and productive future for Texas and the nation. I'm Keisha Rogers, and I authorize this message.
Paid for by Keisha Rogers for U.S. Senate.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Well, I predicted it back when it all went down over 3 years ago. When it all started, it took him a year to oust Gaddafi. Not a good guy, but compared to the globalists, he was building up Africa. He was working with the West. U.S. moves more forces closer to Libya as unrest grows. Reuters. The United States has increased the number of Marines and aircraft stationed in Sicily who can be called upon to evacuate Americans from the U.S. Embassy in Tripoli as unrest in Libya grows, two U.S. officials said Monday. And they've just basically turned the whole country over to Al-Qaeda, and now there's talk of having to go in and, quote, stabilize the country. Create the crisis, arm with a solution. And again, the average troops don't even know what's going on. It's just so immoral. I mentioned this earlier, but it's so incredible to me. Report says 50% of people are conspiracy theorists. You're probably one of them. That's up on Infowars.com by Elizabeth Rentner. And it's JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association. And they said that you could be a simple-minded, that's a eugenics term, medical conspiracy kook is what they write about, if you believe the following. Now, I mean, imagine this. This is what doctors reading the American Medical Association's journal, JAMA, that if your patient says this, this is a bad person, and the doctor can laugh at you and feel like an authority because you believe cell phones are causing cancer and the government is refusing to act. Yes, you believe the sun came up this morning as well and other kooky things. GMO labeling used for population control. Or GM, I had a Freudian slip. I wish we had GMO labeling. It's GMOs being used for population control. Well, that's what they're piggybacking into many of the GMOs. The government suppressing alternative medicine. Well, that's on record they are. And that vaccinations are causing autism when they're clearly linked to it. And HIV was intentionally being sent into African American communities. Well, it's definitely race specific and affects non-Northern Europeans more. The virus, from medical doctors we've had on, the T lymphocytes of Northern Europeans don't have the same receptor sites as what I've, and again, I'm not a doctor, I'm just going off what's been broken down. It's very hard, this is in mainline medical literature, you can look it up, for what is known as Aryans to get HIV. It does happen mainly from massive anal sex or rundown immune systems, intravenous drug use, where you've been using bad drugs that have heavy metals and Grignard reagents and other things in it that already kill your T lymphocytes. And then the virus is able to move in. You get the cancers, the rest of it. And I've had so many scientists on about this, but nearly half of 49% of participants in the study conducted by JAMA said they believe with at least one of the theories. So JAMA is shaking their hands in fear. My gosh, they think cell phones are hurting them. I mean, it's been on record since the things came out. Meanwhile, it's come out now that they're going to remove most of the soap off the store shelves because 75% of it is, quote, antibacterial and has a chemical known to manipulate your hormones and reduce fertility and do a bunch of other horrible things. It's done by design through things that are ubiquitously used. Printer ink, water, plastic linings. They get us coming and going, and it's in the White House Science Czar's book, written the year I was born, 40 years ago, 1974, Ecoscience. I mean, these people think you're so dumb, this stuff's all hiding in plain view. Triclosan is the name of the chemical. And don't believe them. I mean, mothers never nursed their babies. They gave their babies triclosan at birth.
Satan is here, and he ain't going anywhere. We have your children. We have everyone that we need.
And that is that punk Satanist slowed down. Isn't he scary? Aren't you scared of him? Don't you want to stomp his head in the ground?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.